Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is pretty straightforward. We're going to dive into how you can secure your family's assets and get some real, lasting peace of mind.
Especially for California residents.
Exactly. This is all about California. We want to cut through the legal jargon, all the complexity around estate planning, and just give you what you absolutely need to know right now.
And that peace of mind, that feeling of certainty, is just invaluable. You know, when we think about financial planning, most of us focus on building things up. You know, buying the house, growing the investments.
The accumulation phase.
Right. But the real test, I think, is preservation. And our deep dive today is all about the one structure that really achieves that for California families. And that's the living trust.
Okay, so let's unpack that. I think we've all heard the term trust, but for a lot of us who, you know, maybe have a basic will or we just assume having joint ownership on a house is enough, why is that not the case? What's the danger we're trying to avoid here?
The danger is a system called probate. And in California, probate is, well, it's something everyone wants to avoid. It's a mandatory court-supervised process that basically takes control away from your family.
And it costs a lot and takes a lot of time.
A lot of time. And it imposes really significant costs.
I was actually shocked when I was reading the sources on this, just how easily an estate can get pulled into probate. People think, oh, I have a mortgage. My net worth isn't that high.
Right. But that's the trap.
The state looks at it completely differently.
Completely. They don't calculate the value of your estate based on the net value, you know, what's left after you pay your debts.
Yeah.
They calculate it based on the total fair market value, the gross value.
So let's make that real. If you have a home in California, say it's valued at $800,000, but you still have a $400,000 mortgage on it.
Yep.
For probate, the court sees an $800,000 asset, period.
Exactly. And because of that one rule, that gross valuation rule, so many families who feel, you know, financially modest, they suddenly find their estate is way over California's small estate limit. I think it's about $184,500 right now.
And boom, you're in full formal probate. And we saw some figures. On an average, say, $500,000 estate, the mandatory fees for attorneys and executors can be around $26,000.
$26,000.
Yeah.
That's money that should be going to your kids or your spouse.
Not to the court system.
And beyond the money, there's the privacy issue. A will that goes through probate becomes a public record.
Meaning anyone can look it up.
Anyone.
Yeah.
A nosy neighbor, a disgruntled relative, a scammer. They can see what you owned, what you owed, and who got what. A trust is completely private.
Okay, so if probate is the problem, this well-built California living trust is the solution. It's the
right.
The legal shield, basically. How does it work? How does it do what a simple will can't?
It really all comes down to a simple concept, ownership. When you create a trust, you're creating a new legal entity. Then you fund it by transferring the title of your assets, like your house, your bank accounts, out of your name and into the name of the trust.
So technically you don't own the house anymore. The trust does.
The trust does. And because the trust is the owner, when you pass away, there's nothing for the probate court to get its hands on. It's all outside of their control.
That's the key. That legal distinction is everything. So let's talk about the specific protections this gives a family.
Okay, so number one, and this is the big one, freedom from probate.
No courts.
No courts, no long delays, no frustration. When you pass, the person you named as your successor trustee just steps in and follows your instructions. It's all handled privately.
That's huge.
It is. Second is something called continuous management. Think about what happens if you get sick or injured and you can't manage your own affairs.
Right, if you're incapacitated.
Exactly. Without a trust, your family has to go to court and get a conservatorship over you. That process is slow, it's expensive, and it can freeze your assets right when your family needs the most.
Your chaos.
It can be. Hmm. But with a trust, your chosen trustee steps in instantly, seamlessly. They can pay the mortgage, manage investments. There's no interruption. The state has no say.
That instant transition of control is just, it's so powerful. And you also get complete control over the assets themselves, right?
Complete control. And I mean that in every sense. You're not just saying who gets what. You get to say how and when.
Oh, interesting. So you can put conditions on it?
Absolutely. You can make sure your child gets their inheritance when they're 30, not 18.
Hmm.
You can set aside funds for education. You can really make sure your legacy reflects your values.
And I saw it also helps if you own property in, say, another state, a vacation home or something.
Yes. That's a huge benefit. It gives you coverage across states. Otherwise, your family could face multiple expensive probates, one in California, one in Arizona, one in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
A trust avoids all of that.
Okay, so the trust structure is the core, but I noticed that the recommended plans still include other documents, like a will. Doesn't having a will just send you back to probate?
That is such a great question, and it gets into why a plan is more than just a single document. Those supporting documents are critical. The will you see in these plans is a special kind, called a pour-over will.
A pour-over will.
Think of it like a safety net. Let's say you forget to transfer a bank account into your trust before you pass away. It happens.
I can see that happening.
The only job of that pour-over will is to catch that forgotten asset and pour it over into your trust. It makes sure everything eventually ends up under the trust's rules.
So it's a fail-safe. Okay, that makes sense. What about the other documents, the durable power of attorney and the healthcare directive?
These are your essential life documents. They're not jargon. They're your protection while you're alive.
Mm.
The durable power of attorney for assets lets someone manage things outside the trust if you're incapacitated, like dealing with the IRS or your 401k.
Right. Things that can't be owned by a trust.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Advanced Healthcare Directive is maybe the most personal of all. It lays out your wishes for medical care, life support. It lets you make those decisions, not a court and not your grieving family trying to guess what you would have wanted.
So you need all four parts working together to really leave your family with order instead of a legal mess.
That's it. It's a complete system.
You know, traditionally, putting something like this together meant, you know, multiple trips to a lawyer's office, dealing with traffic, paying these unpredictable fees. But what we've learned from the sources is that it doesn't have to be that way anymore.
Not at all. And that's really the key innovation here. Mm-hmm. The attorneys at Jackson and Wilson have spent decades seeing these old school complications. So they've modernized the whole process.
They've made it digital first.
Digital first, attorney backed, and very affordable. They're specifically for California residents for estates up to $10 million. And you can literally start and finish the entire plan from your kitchen table.
Okay, let's break down the two options they offer. For the listener who is, you know, pretty organized and wants to drive the process themselves, but with expert guidance, there's option one, the do-it-yourself California Living Trust Plan.
Yeah, this plan is perfect for people who want to be hands-on. You start with a secure online questionnaire. It's very smart. It guides you step-by-step through every decision to make sure the plan is personalized for you.
And you get immediate access to all those core documents we talked about.
Instantly. The customized revocable living trust, the pour-over will, the durable power of attorney, and the advanced healthcare directive. And both plans also come with a private, secure, digital vault to store everything.
Which is great. Now, for those of us who want that extra layer of legal review, that personal consultation, that real peace of mind, there's option two, the attorney-assisted Ultimate California Living Trust Estate Plan.
This is really the gold standard for both convenience and security. It gives you everything from option one, but it adds a huge amount of personalized attorney support.
So you actually talk to a lawyer?
You do. The plan starts with a private Zoom or phone meeting with attorney Mitch Jackson. He goes over your specific family situation, makes sure everything is tailored just for you. You also get a full asset protection review and recommendations.
An asset protection review, that seems incredibly valuable. What else is built into that ultimate plan?
Well, you get an annual first-year review meeting to make sure everything is on track. You get help setting up that digital vault. And crucially, you get clear, step-by-step trust funding instructions. That's the part a lot of online services miss, actually getting your assets into the trust.
The follow-through.
The follow-through. They even run an AI accuracy check on the final documents, and you get 30 days of free email and text access for any questions that pop up later. It's about making sure the plan isn't just created, but that it actually works.
So why should California residents specifically trust Jackson and Wilson for something this important?
Because estate planning law is incredibly state-specific, and these attorneys have been award-winning California lawyers for over three decades. They live and breathe California law, community property, the probate code. They know it inside and out. They serve California residents only, and that focus is key.
They're not trying to be everything to everyone.
No, they're a specialist. They blend that deep legal expertise with modern tech to make it accessible for California families.
Okay, before we wrap this up, let's hit on those common things that stop people from acting. The biggest one I hear is, I can always do this later.
And that is the single most dangerous hesitation. I mean, we've discussed it. If you wait, you're not really making a choice. You're letting the state of California make the choice for you.
Right.
The state will decide who gets your property, who manages your money, maybe even who cares for you if you're ill. Later is often too late. The time to do this is now, while you're healthy and in control.
And what about the feeling that this just sounds expensive?
Well, look at the numbers. Setting up one of these very affordable trust plans is a tiny, tiny fraction of that potential $26,000 or more that probate can just take from your family's inheritance. It's not an expense, it's insurance against a catastrophic loss.
So when you look at it that way, it's clear. If you act, you decide. If you wait, the state of California decides for you. The moment you take that step, your family's future gets stronger.
I want you to just picture something. Picture your family around the kitchen table a few years from now. Do you want them smiling, secure, organized because you left them a clear plan? Or do you want them stressed out, arguing over court forms and paying thousands in unnecessary fees? You can leave them a legacy, or you can leave them a burden.
That's a powerful way to put it. We really encourage you to start that process today. If you're ready to protect your family and take control with one of these very affordable estate plans, you can visit livingtrust.info.
That's livingtrust.info. You can explore both the do-it-yourself and the attorney-assisted plans right there and see which one is the right fit for your family.
And while you're on the site, there's also a link to their related YouTube channel.
Yeah, it has a ton of great information, more resources on California estate planning to help you feel even more confident. So take control of your future and visit livingtrust.info.